1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, do you go by Jim or James?
James, it doesn't matter, you know.
Mm-hmm. Most people call you Jim?
Well, most people call me JP, you know, like that's a nickname, you know. Uh-huh. Had through the years, so. James, Jim, it doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah. So you were born here in Jackson?
Yeah.
Was your father born here in Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Was your mother, do you know where she was born?
She was born here also.
Mm-hmm. Do you know very much about your grandparents? What?
Yeah, now, on my grandmother's side, let's see, her grandmother was, you know, slave.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived to be 112, I think.
Wow.
And from what I can gather, it's my grandmother's mother's sister, I believe that's how it is, and mother,
mm-hmm.
Or either her grandmother, one or the other, I don't remember for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, slaves also, and like from how she, you know, told it,
mm-hmm.
we, well, she, you know, her parents, I mean, you know, pre-parents were taught how to read and write by Grant, Charles Grant,
mm-hmm.
back in the old days, you know.
Yeah.
And like, she said that she could read,
mm-hmm.
and write just as good as you or I right now, you know, back then, you know. She, and it was, you know, pretty interesting to hear all this, you know. And we have a cousin, well, my grandmother's cousin,
mm-hmm.
that lives in North Carolina, name's Alifair.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents, she's like about 80-something years old, were slaves, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's pretty interesting to grasp all that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, my granddaddy, on my mother's side, they say he was a Jewish, you know, religion.
Mm-hmm.
And like he was living around in Pensacola area when he met my grandmother. And
mm-hmm.
They were, you know, operating a Coca-Cola factory, his parents were.
Yeah.
And when he married my grandmother, because she was in Tallahassee at the time,
yeah.
they disinherited him. His name was Charles.
Has he dropped?
Uh-huh. And, you know, after they disinherited everything, he took up the name.
Yeah.
Because my grandmother's name was Lola. See?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on my father's side, it was two preachers, Reverend and a Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. and I think they came from the Carolinas. I'm not really sure. I've been trying to find that out lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
kind
of want to know this kind of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they came from the Carolinas, you know,
yeah.
from what I've gathered so far. But I really haven't talked to the right person to really give me the lowdown on,
mm-hmm.
on everything, you know, as far as that's concerned, you know. But all in all, that's basically it with the grandparents, you know, great grandparents too.
Mm-hmm.
The Reverend and the Reverend,
mm-hmm.
those two helped build this church downtown there. They tore it down now, named Ebenezer.
Yeah.
One of them was associated with the actual building of it, and the other one helped build the steps to the church, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a historic background behind all that, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I want to find out all this so I could pass it along, you know, because
yeah,
it's sort of beneficial, you know, and then again, you like to know where you came from,
yeah,
so you know, just,
you
yeah, you know, a form that identity, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, my dad, he took a couple of bricks from the steps down after they tore it down, you know, from the church and all,
mm-hmm.
sort of sentimental value, you know,
yeah.
because, I mean, one day all this, you know, should be known, you know, by the family, everyone should be
mm-hmm.
familiar with it and concerned with it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.